Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
Anyway, Kitty's out there with... who have you got, Kitty?
Hello, I have... Would you like to introduce yourself? I'm so sorry, I've forgotten your name.
Hello, my name's Tracy and I'm from the Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary.
So you're here today at the Great Isle of Wight Dog Walk?
Yes, we are. Yes, we wanted to come and support the RSPCA. So, yeah, we've come along with our little stall and just raising awareness for our charity as well. So it's good to support the charities, most definitely.
Absolutely. And you've got your little friend with you.
I do. I have my wonderful cockapoo called Chase. He's Chasey Ace, Rangy Roo, Sausage, a million other different names. But, yeah, he's my little dog. He's my
and
best friend.
He's got a lovely waggy tail. Haven't you got a waggy tail?
He's a very happy boy.
So has he enjoyed himself today?
He has, yeah. We've had a little wander around. We've wandered around all the other stalls, sampled a few little treats here and there. So, yeah, he's living his best life.
Well, he'll be thinking it's Christmas then.
Yeah, most definitely.
So tell us about the Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary.
So we are home to over 120 animals, 109 donkeys. We've just taken 6 new donkeys in, 16 ponies, 1 ex-race horse, 1 mule and a cat. That we rescued, that we took from Cats Protection as well. So, yeah, over 120 animals, keeps us very, very busy.
Absolutely. And you're open?
7 days a week, 10 till 4:30, 7 days a week. Free entry, free parking. I love, we've got 55 acres there, so lots of places to walk around. Dog friendly as well. So, yeah, it's a lovely place to come.
And also, you sell very nice cake.
Very, very nice cake, yeah. We have a lovely cafe. A great shop as well. Try and stock lots of local produce as well, again, supporting the island. So, yeah, it's a lovely place to come, most definitely.
And also people can sponsor donkeys, can't they?
They can. That's a great way to support us. So sponsorship is from £3 a month, direct debit, etc., or you can just do a one-off. Some people do think they for the sponsor a donkey or adopt a donkey, they are taking it home, but most definitely not. We do do make sure there's no donkeys being kidnapped when they leave us. But no, that's a great way. As a charity, we need to raise nearly £2 million a year to keep our doors open. So by sponsoring or adopting a donkey, it's a great way to support us.
And I think it's great that there are so many charities and other organisations here today supporting the RSPCA. Very important, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And as I say, from a charity background, working for a charity, it's hard work. There's only a little bit of money to go, you know, a long way. So to try and support other charities, particularly animal charities, we're definitely on board for that. So, yeah.
So people can find the Donkey Sanctuary in Wroxall, can't
we? We are in Wroxall at the moment. It says road closed. Don't be fooled by that. Just go straight on at the roundabout or whichever. Just ignore the signs. The road is closed beyond the Donkey Sanctuary. It is having an impact on our visitor numbers at the moment because people are stopping, turning around and thinking it's closed, but you can get access to the Donkey Sanctuary. So Wroxall it is, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for speaking to us today. And are you entering your beautiful dog into any of the classes?
I could be persuaded to put him in the most handsomest dog class. We'll see.
I think the waggy tail.
Yeah, most definitely, yeah.
Oh, without a doubt. A very pretty too.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.